Yeah, they changed, yes, Christmas gift.
That boogerman named Eddie used to scare me to death. One time I got behind the house turned into, and we just moved in to North Carolina. The boxes were piled up, and he was behind it, and he was behind it scratching them. And so I started to go back in the house, and just before I got around the corner, he jumped out and yelled.
You thought the boogerman had you.
Talking about the scratch, you ever hear of better be behavioral scratch will get you? Old Harry? What are some of the other greetings that you use on December 25th?
Merry Christmas, that's quite a common one.
And happy?
Happy. I use a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
And if you have to carry a heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, sure, I'm glad I don't have to. It's very far.
A very inappropriate word. It's tote. That is the word that's used here.
Still used.
Oh. Yes, I sure don't have to tote that very far.
And a creature with a very hard shell lives in, either on ground or in water. In fact, I'm not just too clear on which twitch. You know what I'm...
Yeah, I know what you're... Uh-huh.
I can draw on his head and body.
Yeah. I'm sure it is wrong, but one of the older words, the word that I heard when I was child on my was gopher. Gopher.
Gopher.
But actually a gopher has hair, and burrs on the ground. But that was one of the words that I never understood too much. They always said gopher. But now the general way here of the season, they are all turtles, but we say they are water turtles, pond turtles, and land turtles. And there is a difference. The water turtles have a longer tail, and their backs are rough and thicker type than the land turtles. Napping turtle is the same thing as pond turtle.
The first snapper turtle, I call one a snapper. He never did try to bite.
He didn't. You ever hear the word terrapin?
Terrapin, yeah, that's the same thing as an old pond turtle.
So it's in water.
Yeah, it's in water. Terrapin,
And cooter?
Cooter, that's one too.
In the water.
In the water, there.
Only a gopher, that
would be the land.
I see. The intestines of a hog that can be eaten.
Chitlin.
And have you ever heard a term for the insides of a hog or calf or sheep, things like heart and lungs, liver, the term covers the whole group of them.
Do you mean the entrails, the whole inside?
Yes, especially the lungs and the heart, the times you can eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear calfless?
Yes, I've heard of that. I don't think we ever use it here. I've never heard of anybody eating it, but I've heard the word.
The center part of an egg is
yolk.
And this part of a man's body?
Chest.
In the old days, did they call it chest?
Chest. Uh-huh. They say chest.
Mm-hmm. And a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you could use in a lake.
A backhoe was the first word that we came up with.
A backhoe is
it's flat.
Flat.
Flat bottom, shallow sides.
Is it pointed at the end?
Yeah. One end. One end and the other end is
square. And a covering for a pillow?
For what?
For a pillow. Just put a pillow into a...
I heard the first stuff, and a lot of them do that, a lot of them say pillow flip. Pillow case.